there was some friction between myself and Jim, I guess, and I was fired one Saturday. But I had met Dave Rice before, shortly before that, and I just happened to see him on the street downtown, and he. I mentioned that I wasn't in retro anymore, and he mentioned that he was jamming with a couple other people and invited me to go there. So I went over there and met with Mike Smith, and Larissa was there with Larissa Stolarczyk. And we got together a few times and then decided to form a band. We started writing some songs. We just did some really small stuff to begin with. We played at... downtown Detroit day on a cold like April day and froze to death. I mean, there's no one there except for this little small scene that kind of revolved around Larissa and Dave to a smaller extent. But this wasn't quite the bookies crowd. And so we got a couple other guys in the band. No, one other guy, Chuck McAvoy. He played keyboards and sax. And we started getting a little name. We played around. We got to go to Kalamazoo and play there, and East Lansing we played. And we did a little stuff. And then Mike quit the band, and he and Tony started Figures on a Beach. And we got Corey Clark and Scott Chewer from the Attitudes, who had opened for us one time. And that's how we formed L7.